Hey, this is Jodie. I love driving. I don't like anybody else's driving. Everybody this time of year drives as though they are escaping from an insane asylum, like one flew over the cuckoo's nest. They're just going to be the Indian running out the window. They're crazy. Everybody tries to get in front of you, cut you off before your lane ends, pull out in front of you, only to turn a few hundred meters down the road. I don't understand that. And pulling out in front of people when there's nobody behind you, it's not as if it's hard to see. It's straight road, people. Get with the program. Another thing that's really annoying on my street, there's a few little slip lanes which are designed for people. They're only short. They're designed for somebody who's turning at an intersection for other cars to drive around them so that they're not blocking the intersection and the through traffic can flow. So if somebody's turning right, you slip into the left lane, get around them, and you're safe. But people use that as a little side racing track to get in front of one or two cars. That's pretty much all they can do. So if there's 50 cars traveling along this road at any given point, they think that if they save two cars from being in front of them, their life is so much better. Well, I hope it is. But all you do is annoy the hell out of everybody else because, great, you're pushed in pretty much. And again, it's probably one of these people who are going to turn a little bit later on. And I see it time and time again. It always seems to happen. But there you go. I'm the perfect driver. They're not. I'm not really perfect. I'm far from it. I nearly sideswiped a motorbike rider the other day. I was driving down to meet up with some friends for lunch. And I had my passenger side window down just to let a bit of air in the car because it was quite a warm day. And I knew one bike, motorbike had gone past me and I was watching my mirrors as I normally do. And suddenly the chap in front of me decided he needed to turn. So I needed to get, it was a two-lane highway, I needed to get into the left-hand lane because we're in Australia and we do that. And as I indicated, I glanced to my left and the motorbike had been sitting in my blind spot. So the next thing I heard was his engine. So I pulled straight back into the other lane. I scared him more than anything else. And he waved at me, waved with one finger. So I waved back with one finger. And I thought, good, you have a good day. My heart's not pounding probably as much as yours is right now. But that he would only blame me because he was sitting in my blind spot. And he'd been sitting there for quite a while. I'm sure of it because the other bike rider had been right next to me. But there you go. That's drivers for you. Christmas and driving all adds up for a merry, merry time. Speak to you soon.